You are a worldview maker. Your worldview is the way you see, interpret, and experience the world around you. A simple example of a worldview characteristic would be whether you look at life with a cheerful, optimistic view or a moaning, groaning, pessimistic one. The process of making new worldviews is not unknown to you. You've been making and changing worldviews throughout your life. Even if you don't think you have a specific worldview, know that this thought is simply part of your worldview. Different people have different ways of viewing the same outer circumstances, and throughout the stages of life, each person travels through many different worldviews. Can you remember all the years of schooling and effort you had to go through to learn all that you know? Even to be able to comprehend these words, many small and large worldviews were created and destroyed throughout your life. In fact, the human brain is programmed to create new views of the world as we grow. Here's an example of a worldview change you've already experienced. Jean Piaget, a scientist who is often referred to as the founding father of developmental child psychology, conducted an experiment during the 20th century that demonstrated how a child's brain develops and expands into new worldviews. Piaget would sit a young child in front of a tall glass of colored water. Then, right in front of the child, he would pour all of the liquid from the tall, thin glass into a short, wide one. Invariably, every young child would insist that there was less liquid in the shorter glass, even though they had seen the very same amount of liquid being poured with their own eyes. This incorrect worldview happens, Piaget explained, because these young children have not yet entered the developmental stage that brings a capacity for comprehending what Piaget called conservation of volume. If you showed these children the same demonstration a few years later, they would have no problem understanding that the volume of liquid in both glasses has remained the same. This conservation of volume shift is a good metaphor for the experience of shifting from a materialistic to a spiritual view of the world. The way the children in this experiment misunderstood the value and size of what they were seeing is similar to how many people mistakenly think that worldly accumulations are worth more than spiritual qualities like inner peace, just because the outer objects or positions of stature are more tangible.